This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. First phase of voting for assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase polling in Tamil Nadu has just started. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies covering 16 districts are voting in the first phase, while in Tamil Nadu, polling is being held in all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. Polling in both the states will continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place in both the states to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The Election Commission has directed authorities to ensure free and fair elections while avoiding inconvenience to the public. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. The commission said it is prima facie of the opinion that the Congress president has violated the provisions of the MCC. The government has notified promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026, which will come into force from the 1st of May. The aim of the rule is to provide a clear, transparent and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. Briefing media about the rules today, Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and IT S. Krishnan said that the framework introduces an optional determination process to classify games as either online money games or social games, which may be initiated by the regulatory authority, service providers or the government in specific cases.
Online social games and e-sports are permitted and are to be promoted as an activity which both promote innovation and also provide employment. So on that basis, certain provisions in order to make a determination as to whether a particular game is an online money game or not, and whether it is an e-sport, those or an online social game, those provisions and those procedures have been prescribed.
Vehicles without a valid pollution under control PUC certificate will not get fuel such as petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations in Delhi. The Delhi government has taken this decision to ensure effective control over vehicular pollution in the national capital. As per the new directive, fuel will be supplied strictly and exclusively to vehicles holding a valid PUC certificate. All petrol pumps and gas outlets have been directed to comply with the order in letter and spirit. The government has warned the authorities that any lapse or negligence will invite strict action. Tathagat, holy sacred relics of Lord Buddha, are set to travel to the Union Territory of Ladakh. This marks the first time these holy remains will leave its permanent place for an exhibition within the country. The announcement was made during a press conference in New Delhi, attended by Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena. The exhibition is scheduled to last for 15 days, starting on the 1st of next month. The relics will be transported through a special aircraft with Z-category security to ensure their safety. Iran has said that the Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches by the US and Israel. In a post on social media, Iran's chief negotiator, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, said the violations include the US naval blockade of Iranian ports, which he said amounted to taking the global economy hostage, and warmongering by Israel on all fronts. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs, the LSG could only make 119 runs in 18 overs. Earlier put into bat first, RR posted 159 for 6 in 20 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will play against Chennai Super Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.